Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. On today's program, we talk with the new director of the Michigan Veterans Affairs Agency on just how Michigan can do a better job connecting vets with their benefits.
For me, outreach and putting the information and the resources in the hands of veterans is so, so important. And that's my life's mission, whether I'm here in this position or not.
That conversation later in the hour. But first, Michigan's on the road to blocking law enforcement from being able to use facial recognition technology. Let's talk about what has been happening with the facial recognition bill in the Senate as we welcome the sponsor of the bill, Republican State Senator Peter Lucido. Welcome. Good to have you here.
Good to see you. Good to be with you too, Cindy. And you know what? To all the listeners out there.
There you go. Senator, exactly what would your bill do? Or more to the point, what would police and law enforcement not be able to do if this bill becomes law?
Currently, we have what's called real-time facial recognition under the law. And there is no law that prohibits them from doing anything. In fact, to the contrary, there's no law, period. As a result, there's law going to be in place that says you don't need real-time recognition. Facial recognition, that is. You see, most, if not all, of our technologies have advanced our laws, which means we're trying to get laws to catch up with technology. Facial recognition is where you're out on the streets, you're walking to a restaurant, you're walking to go to the ballpark, and they have these cameras strategically set to pick up people's faces on cameras and run them through a database, which is set up by the state police, from your driver's license or your state ID cards, and they're trying to match people that have committed crimes, people that are felons, and that is not what our society is. This is Big Brother 1984, Orson Welles all over. We want to stop that and put some barriers in place. Those barriers would be that you're not going to use real-time facial recognition unless it's an exception to the warrant requirement, which we have under law right now. Law enforcement can use their force as well as not go get a warrant when they have exigent circumstances under the law, which that means a bank robbery in progress, a murder that just occurred, that there's somebody being raped. Those are crimes where we don't have to go get a warrant to protect our Fourth Amendment guaranteed constitutional right to be protecting our places, persons, and things, unless a warrant issues. They can get around the warrant requirement when those things occur.
Very extenuating circumstances.
Yeah, you know what, Cynthia? When they go ahead and somebody robs a bank and he's running into a home and the police are in hot pursuit, you don't need to get a warrant because you're pursuing the criminal. And they ran into a house which tried to vitiate them from the crime. The reality is, why are you looking at my picture through a database that I had no rights to begin with because it's a privilege to get a driver's license in the state or a state ID? As such, you submitted under law to be in a database, but they never told you you were going to have real-time facial recognition. Lucido understands that the law has got to be in place. Fairness is what I'm about, and as a state legislator, I want to give the privacy and protection to those individuals that aren't criminals, which is the majority of us, the right not to have our face run through facial recognition unless a warrant is issued.
Now, Detroit police officials say this technology is a tool helping them find suspects after crime is committed. Are you taking a crime-fighting tool away from law enforcement with this?
Not at all, and here's why. If they believe they need that tool, they have every right to go get a warrant when it's not exigent circumstances and tell a judge why they have to run it through the computer. When I go fly on an airplane, TSA has already got my name, my driver's license number, my date of birth, where I live, and it even has a picture of me. And I've submitted to do a facial recognition when I get in the closed cockpit. That's true with everybody. You're going to go through facial recognition when you go through the airport.
Right.
But they post it. They openly post it saying, you are being ID'd. But on the street, when I'm going down to Slow's to have some barbecue, no one told me that they have cameras out there that they're going to pick up my face. I don't think that that's fair. I don't think it's just, and I don't think it's right to track me or to know where I'm at, or better yet, run me through a computer when I've done nothing wrong.
So what is next for the bill? Where it bring us up to date. So it's been passed by the Senate?
The bill, overwhelmingly, it is a bipartisan-supported bill, which means both sides of the aisle. This isn't about Democrats and Republicans. It's about people's rights and secure to be in their person, places, and things, because Cynthia, just like the other bill that deals with your security for your phone, your iPad, your computer, no one from law enforcement should have a right to go into those items unless they have a search warrant. And today we protect ourselves with our data differently than we did before we had a computer. We used to lock them up in safes in our house, those little safes mom and dad and grandma and grandpa had. Today we lock it up in our computer. No one should be able to go into there unless they have a warrant. So we passed out of the Senate. It's on its way to the House for a committee hearing. I think we're going to get the bipartisan support. I think it's something that's good bill, as they say in Lansing. And the reason why is because these individuals know that they want to be protected from this type of behavior, have defined rules in place so we know what the rules are before we start playing a game.
State Senator Peter Lucido of Macomb County, thank you, Senator, for being with us on Stateside and sharing this bill with us.
Always good to talk to you, Cynthia.